It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the refreshing way. Start your day the refreshing way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day in your day. The refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast, the Ministry of Torso. We're glad that you are with us today, and at this time, we will have our opening prayer. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your love for us. Bless us as we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. It's time for our opening song. It's about time for the coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming. It's about time for Christian. It's about time. It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about
brothers and sisters, God be with you. Before we begin, I want to mention to you that we will most likely have a shorter worship service today. Want to be ready for the medical missionary class. We want to invite all of you to the class. All you have to do is go to torso.org and just scroll down on the home page until you see the words Zoom link for Sunday, August 6th, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Then there's a blue link. Just click that link, okay? You'll be able to get on. They'll be on. That's at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. So we look forward to you all joining this class. This particular lesson is free. There are 13 lessons in our Wellness Coach course, and we want you to do that. Now, those of you who are students, no matter what arrangements have been made, because there's various arrangements that have been made for payment, that kind of thing, definitely register. So you go to the blue register button on our site, or if you go to the creatorsrx.com, that's our ministry that we're working with that's kind of coordinating this school, you can go to their website, click register for the school, and just scroll down. You'll see a lot of redundant information that you already have on our website, but they have a sign-up form. In order to begin the registration process, you need to type your name and email and address to the sign-up form. Why would we need that? Well, you're going to have to get a textbook. It's got to be mailed to you unless you want to drive all the way up here above Pittsburgh to get it, okay? So we have to have that information, and there's some things that will be emailed to you. We're not passing your information on to anybody or anything like that. So please fill out that information so you can be a registered student. All right, that's all I need to tell you. We'll have prayer, and we'll go right into our message today. Thank you, Father, for this day. Bless us as we serve you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, my friend. God is good. What we're going to do, there are several chapters after the Ten Commandments were given, and they present other laws, statutes, judgments. And what you need to understand about this is that the Ten Commandments is like the Constitution of the United States, and every other law is repugnant to the Constitution. They should be expansions of the Constitution, as it was in the Bible, appropriate for their day. So we have to understand some of the things we may not fully understand. We can give some clarification, but you have to recognize that the Bible was, these things happened in their time, with their mindset, with their experience. And we have to understand that things were different then than they are now. But you will see the mercy, judgment, and fairness of God in so doing. So I'm just going to read chapter 21. There are several chapters with various statutes and judgments between 21 and 24. That's not even all of them, but I'm just making a point to say that's what happened. God wanted to expand the Ten Commandments and help them apply these principles of righteousness to their daily life, okay? So that's what we want to share. Now these, did we pray already? Let's do it again if we did. Father, bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now these are the statutes which thou shalt, sorry, these are the judgments which thou shalt set before them. So we're in Exodus 21. If thou buy an Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. Now you have to understand that in their economy, that's how it was. When you, instead of somebody applying for a job, they could be, their service could be purchased, okay, by the owner. It wasn't a slave where they could be half beat to death and taken from there. You know, it wasn't like that. So if thou buy an Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. Now, you can't keep the wife, okay? If his master have given him a wife, and she have borne him sons and daughters, the wife and her children shall be their masters, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or unto the doorpost. And his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, he shall serve him forever. And if the man sell his daughter to be a maidservant, she shall not go out as the men servants do. So, brothers and sisters, again, some of the things we may not fully comprehend and grasp, but again, it was a different culture. But we still see that what this did was a man wouldn't just go and work for another man. Okay, I'm going to buy a Hebrew servant. That didn't mean he didn't get any wages or anything like that, but the bottom line is that he was to work. So if he decided that while he was there, he was going to just enjoy the fruits of marriage, but he didn't really love the woman, you see, then he would abuse her. So if he married, if he felt that was a test to see, do you really love this person, you see? And if you love the person and you love your job, then you would do that. Now, if you didn't love the person, then this is the point, because you know you're not going to, that woman would not be abused in leaving with you, and then she get dumped on the side of the road. Okay, so these were precautions, and we shouldn't enter into these kind of relationships unless we really love someone and we are willing to make changes as men to accommodate our wives and their comfort and their care. Okay, so again, the culture was a little different, but you still see mercy. If she please not her master, who hath betrothed her to himself, then he shall let her be redeemed. To sell her to a strange nation, he shall have no power, seeing he have dealt deceitfully with her. So in other words, if somebody marries a wife, he can't just sell her off. He's got to, she can be redeemed. Meaning, I'm not sure exactly what that means, but it says, if she please not her master who hath betrothed her to himself, then shall he let her be redeemed. To sell her unto a strange nation, he shall have no power, seeing he hath dealt deceitfully with her. So in other words, that would suggest to me that he would have to take care of her. And if someone else, made arrangements for her to be with them, you know, again, I want to share something with you about what's called progressive revelation. God in the Old Testament did allow things that he does not allow in the New Testament and beyond. God was pulling them out of idolatry. He was pulling them out of Egyptian sinfulness. So to take everything away from them and change their thinking all at once, it would have been too drastic. So God allowed them to do some things that aren't allowed today, but he was teaching them. It was a process of learning to learn his way. If he hath betrothed unto her, if he have betrothed her unto his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters. If he take him another wife, her food, her raiment, and her duty of marriage shall he not diminish. So if you got one, you cannot, because you got another, diminish anything from this first one. Okay? Again, friends, we only need one. Amen? And the bottom line is God was understanding that this was in their mind. They had seen all this kind of thing in Egyptian culture and in the world. So God allowed it. But he gave strict guidelines as to, so a man would simply say, I can't give this kind of love to two women. I just want one. And he would be a smart man. If you do not these three unto her, then shall she go out free without money. He that smiteth a man so that he die shall surely be put to death. And if a man lie not in wait, but God deliver him into his hand, then I will appoint thee a place whither he shall flee. In other words, if it was not a premeditated murder, but some things happen and two people start fighting and one ends up dying, we don't know. Maybe the person who died started the fight and was trying to hurt the man. And so he ended up defending himself, and then the person ended up dying. And so there would be a place for him to go flee until the court day. He couldn't just be avenged by the deceased family and killed. But if a man come presumptuously upon his neighbor to slay him with guile, thou shalt take him from mine altar, that he may die. So even if he runs to where the altar is, if it's found that he did this presumptuously, he would still die. The city of refuge didn't just save everybody. It just allowed you not to be alive until the trial date. And he that smiteth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Now, that would be interesting today. Just hitting your mother or father was a death penalty. Friends, God really did want us to honor our father and our mother. You should never put your hands on anybody in a malicious way, and especially your mother or father. He that stealeth a man or selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. Friends, God did not endorse slavery. God did not endorse slavery, because if you captured a man out of his, and it was not his desire to be with you, you were put to death. So a lot of people think the Bible promoted slavery. It's not. It's not true. He that curses his father and his mother shall surely be put to death. Listen to all the things that children say, cursing at their parents. That was a death penalty back in the Bible days. Friends, it taught that we should honor our parents and not disobey and not be disobedient. If men strive together and one smite another with a stone or with his fist, and he die not, but keepeth his bed. If he rise again and walk abroad upon his staff, then he that smote him, then shall he that smote him be quit. That means he will be considered exonerated. Only he shall pay for the loss of his time, and he shall cause him to be thoroughly healed. So you hurt somebody, you have to pay for the loss of their time, and they need to be healed. So it discouraged useless violence, friends. If a man smite his servant or his maid with a rod, and he die under his hand, he shall be punished. Notwithstanding, if he continue a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his money. Again, not understanding all of this fully, but, you know, the context. Maybe even the wording doesn't really display context. Maybe they were doing something they shouldn't be doing, and it was part of the punishment. It wasn't intentional, okay? If men strive and hurt a woman with child so that her fruit depart from her and yet no mischief follow, he shall surely be punished, according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judge is determined. So two men are fighting and throwing stuff or whatever, and they happen to hit a pregnant woman. Those people, whoever did it, would be punished according to the woman's husband, what he would lay upon him. If any mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. I tell you, if we did this today, there'll be a lot less crime. Everybody who shoots somebody would get shot. If the person didn't die, got shot in the leg, then they get shot in the leg. You know what I'm saying? Friends, we wouldn't have people just shooting people with those kinds of things. The Bible basically said an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. The punishment must meet the crime. We don't really even have that today. As a matter of fact, God has allowed man to be a little more merciful. We're not allowed to have cruel and unusual punishment, but often there are cruel and unusual crimes. So there's more mercy and justice in that setting. If a man smite the eye of his servant or the eye of his maid, that it perish, that's the eye, he shall let him go for his eye's sake. And if a man smite out a manservant's tooth or his maidservant's tooth, he shall let him go for his tooth's sake. If an ox gore a man or a woman that they die, then the ox shall be surely stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall be quit, meaning that he just happened to lose it and gore somebody with his horns. There's no punishment to the owner. But it says in verse 29, if the ox were wont to push with his horn in time past, and it hath been testified to his owner, and he hath not kept him in, but that he hath killed a man or a woman, or the ox shall be a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner shall also be put to death. That shows that if you know your ox can kill somebody and you just trifle it, you could be put to death too, because your ox, which you should have kept in and you chose not to, actually killed somebody. If there be laid on him a sum of money, then he shall give for the ransom of his life whatever is laid upon him. So in other words, if rather than death, if the deceased family said you can pay money instead, then you are to give the money to that family that they require, and that would be paying for your life. Whether he have gored a son or a gored a daughter, according to this judgment, shall it be done unto him. You see, God was saying, hey, they're all precious in my eyes. You can't just say, oh, that's just a daughter. It's just a woman. That's just a girl. The men are more important. You know, sometimes we read the Bible and we think that it is a chauvinistic book. God cares for all people, and you see this loving care. If an animal did this, even if it was a male or female, the same would be the case. If the ox shall push a manservant or a maidservant, he shall give unto their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. That means they didn't die, but they hurt somebody. There would be recompense for that, restitution for that. The ox would be stoned as well. And if a man shall open a pit, or a man shall dig a pit and not cover it, and an ox or ass fall therein, the owner of the pit shall make it good and give money unto the owner of them, and the dead beast shall be his. That's fair. And if one man's ox hurt another man's, hurt another's, that he die, then shall they sell the live ox and divide the money of it. The dead ox also shall they divide. Or if it be known that the ox hath used to push in time past, and his owner hath not kept him in, he shall surely pay ox for ox, and the dead shall be his own. Friends, there are several statutes and judgments. Read them from Exodus 21 to 24. There's more beyond that. We'll pick it up tomorrow, because in Exodus 25, God gives instructions on building the sanctuary. I just wanted to simply say God is fair, God is loving. Although we don't understand the culture, you see that God was taking those Ten Commandments and just maybe expanding them so that people would see that in their daily life, they've got to be righteous, they've got to be fair, they've got to be loving, and they've got to be kind. Okay, God is good. We're going to close out at this time, brothers and sisters, because at 8 a.m., we're going to actually have a Zoom course on the foundational principles of biblical wellness, or a holistic, with a W, holistic wellness. You don't want to miss this class. It's a two-hour class from 8 to 10, and it's 100% free. It is the first lesson of 13. And you need this information. So if you can't make it, let me know. If you just can't, we will record this one. This is a paid class, but the first lesson is free. So if you're interested in the other lessons, then you can sign up. There's payment plans. If you need something outside of those payment plans, let me know. But we have four different payment plans already on the website. So when you click our website, it'll take you to our partner website, which is the New Hope Mission. They are coordinating this for us, and so they are collecting the funds, distributing, and making sure that those types of back-end things are set up, and so we're working with them. So my brothers and sisters, definitely you want to be in this class. Do your best. Tell others about it. The beautiful thing is after today, people have 3 weeks before they have to come back to class, and that's August 27th, and those will be from 10 to 12. Every other class is 10 to 12, of course, unless it's announced differently. You want to sign up in the sign-up registration form on the Creators RX website if you know you're going to take the class. You do not have to register for today's class. May God bless and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, and give you peace. We're going to sign out just because we need a little more time to get ready for this course. This is a wellness coaching course. You're going to learn in a fraction of the time with a fraction of the cost, using a very graphical way of learning that we developed by the grace of God. So, friends, definitely take advantage of this. There'll be some powerful information that you'll receive. Father, thank you very much for our worship, for our class that's coming. We thank you for those who've participated in worship this morning. We ask that your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. So, friends, just go to torso.org and scroll down. You'll see it says link for the course for August 6th. And there'll be a link there, a Zoom link, around 8 o'clock. Just click that. Come in a little early if you like. And, you know, we'll be sharing with you at that time. All right. God bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, and give you peace. Closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in